For more than 46 years, the University of North Carolina School of the Arts acclaimed Nutcracker production has been one of the Triad's most eagerly anticipated events of the holiday season. This year, guest artists Veronica Part, principal dancer with the American Ballet Theater, and Charles Askegard, principal with the New York City Ballet, will dance the roles of the Sugar Plum Fairy and her Cavalier Prince at the performances on Thursday night, December 13th, and Friday night, December 14th, at 7:30. The UNCSA Nutcracker Orchestra will accompany all performances under the baton of Charles Barker, principal conductor of American Ballet Theater. This is the first production of The Nutcracker under the leadership of UNCSA's new Dean of the School of Dance, Susan Jaffe. Susan was a principal dancer with American Ballet Theater for 20 years. She stopped by to talk about this year's production.
I remember as I got older as a dancer, one of the rehearsals, we finished the finale, I finished the last pirouette, and then I just collapsed to the floor. I mean, just heaving. It's really, really, really tough, even though the difference between dancers and athletes is that we are not allowed to grimace and we're not allowed to scream or do those things. It all has to look as if it's easy as pie. So, having said that, one of the things that we like to do here at UNCSA is to bring in professional dancers so that the students can see where they need to go, number one, and also a wonderful perk for the people at Winston-Salem to be witness to some of the big stars in New York City. This year it will be Veronica Part, who is a principal dancer with American Ballet Theater, and in fact also the first cast of the residence choreographer of American Ballet Theater, Alexei Ratmansky's Nutcracker, and she's a glorious ballerina. Her partner is Charles Askegard, who used to be in American Ballet Theater. In fact, he was one of my partners. And he is this fantastic, very, very tall, stalwart presence. And he also went on to the New York City Ballet and became a principal dancer there.
From the students' perspective, what sort of growth do you expect to see or hope they come away with throughout the production of this Nutcracker?
What's so great about working on a professional production or acting as if it's a professional production is we teach the students what the art form is all about, which is performance. You know, it's one thing to be in a studio working on your tendus and pliés. It's another thing to be in front of an audience. It's so difficult to make those shapes and coordinate and all of that. But those steps are only, let's say if it were equal to a novel, it's only the words on the page. The story is actually what moves people. So when the dancer gets in front of the audience and they're more challenged to be able to tell a story musically, spiritually, physically, they're now learning the actual art form and also how to be professional, how to go off stage and you can't stand in the wings when other people are trying to get out of the wings and costume changes and putting your hair up and making sure you're, for the ladies, your ribbons don't fall out of your tights. Plus, when you are performing and doing those dances, it requires much more stamina than a regular ballet class or a contemporary class. So they're getting tremendous stamina on top of all of that.
University of North Carolina School of the Arts, Dean of the School of Dance, Susan Jaffe. The full performance schedule for the UNCSA production of The Nutcracker is Saturday, December 8th at 2 o'clock and 7:30 through Sunday, December 16th at 2 and 7. You'll find ticket information at WFDD.org. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.